Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. In major cities across Israel, the night is warm with clear skies, perfect for enjoying the quiet outdoors. Expect mild temperatures as we move through the night. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Trump threatens very strong strikes as significant progress is reported in Iran talks. Mediators from Pakistan and Qatar are working to restore a scuttled interim deal. Also, Walla reports just in that senior officials at the White House say Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon won't happen before Hezbollah is disarmed. This comes ahead of a meeting between the U.S. president and the Israeli prime minister. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Aviezer Yari, an IDF general who warned about the Yom Kippur War, has died at 96. He was a Palmach veteran and served the IDF for 39 years. Separately, I-24 News tells us Trump warns Iran that negotiations must lead to a quick outcome or strikes will resume. And finally, JNS reports Toronto police are probing if shots fired outside the U.S. consulate are linked to attacks on Jewish-owned bakeries the previous day. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English reports that U.S. President Donald Trump is optimistic about a deal with Iran. He expressed that there is a good chance for progress as both sides hold their fire for a third day. Belaz News shares that Likud's Central Committee approved changes expanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's control over the party's Knesset slate. This gives him more influence in the upcoming election. Ariel Oseran notes that Iranian-backed militias in Iraq deny any attacks on Saudi oil facilities today. They threaten retaliation against Saudi Arabia and call for lifting the blockade over the Houthis in Yemen. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. Trump has issued a stern warning to Iran, threatening very strong military action if negotiations don't produce quick results. Pakistani and Qatari mediators are working tirelessly to revive an interim deal, following 2 weeks of heightened tensions. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional stability and international relations. Turning to Walla's report, senior White House officials have made it clear that Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon is contingent on Hezbollah's disarmament. This statement comes as a precursor to the upcoming meeting between the U.S. president and the Israeli prime minister. The disarmament of Hezbollah remains a critical issue for regional security and Israel's strategic interests. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage of Aviezer Yari's passing highlights his significant role in the IDF. He was notably reprimanded for warning about the Yom Kippur War. His foresight and dedication mark him as a notable figure in Israel's military history. His legacy continues to resonate as Israel navigates current security challenges. On the economic front, first, CTEK reports that Microsoft's Israeli cyber team is instrumental in building the company's next-generation AI defense system. This development signifies a leap forward in cybersecurity, leveraging AI to protect against vulnerabilities. Separately, Walla Business highlights the challenges Israeli parents face during the summer holidays. A recent survey reveals the financial strain on middle-class families, highlighting the disparity between the education system and work schedules. And finally, Globes reports that Novocure has seen a surge in its stock following strong Q2 results. The Israeli-based developer of cancer treatments is outperforming analyst expectations, marking a significant success in the biotech field. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.